The Greek debt crisis took a dramatic turn this weekend. The country abruptly broke off talks with its Eurozone creditors, who had insisted on more austerity in exchange for bailout loans. In an almost desperate move, the government turned to the people. Parliament voted late last night to hold a public referendum on the country's economic future on July 5th. But Greece's current bailout program ends Tuesday, and that's setting Greece up for default. At stake in all this, whether Greece can remain part of the 19-nation Eurozone. Joanna Kakissis has our story from Athens.
The line outside the ATM was long, full of nervous people wondering if it had cash. Yanis Troupsios, an 87-year-old widower, was in the middle, asking people if they knew how to use the machine. He usually goes to the bank, but he worried banks would not open on Monday.
Our politicians were saying, don't panic, don't take your money out of the bank. Then I see them on TV taking money out of the cash machines in Parliament. I don't know what to say.
Troupsios is a retired accountant, and he's lost half his pension in the last 5 years. He's confused about the referendum and what would happen if he voted no to the bailout and austerity.
I hope we don't get kicked out of the euro. And it's just about economics. We'll be isolated. We're surrounded by countries like Turkey and Albania, not friendly countries. If we are cut off from Europe, what's going to happen?
Dimitris Kostoulas, a 35-year-old civil engineer, waits in his car as his wife waits in the ATM line.
You've been to many ATMs today?
Yeah, this is the sixth or seventh. In the previous ATM, there weren't any money.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, in calling the referendum, is passing on the hard choices he should make to voters, Kostoulas says.
The political cost is something that he didn't want to take. I think that's obvious.
Kostoulas' wife, she's a lawyer named Cleopatra Papa, gets in the back seat with her son, cash in hand.
To tell you the truth, I'm tired of being stressed. 5 years now we've been anxious that we're going to go bankrupt. It hasn't happened, but we keep waiting for it.
The couple make half what they did 5 years ago. Papa says she's bracing herself for a Greek default and a return to the previous currency, the drachma.
I don't want it to happen because I want the drachma. Quite simply, I cannot continue to live in a eurozone that is essentially offering us nothing.
As Greeks worried, their politicians screamed at each other in Parliament. The Conservative Party walked out after fighting with the Parliament Speaker, who's from the leftist party now running Greece. The Prime Minister, Tsipras, told voters to reject any pension cuts and tax hikes imposed by lenders. Many are asking, what happens after this referendum, he told Parliament. With a clear no, we will have a much stronger negotiating position. But that may backfire with the eurozone. Some leaders have said Greece has closed the door on talks. In his empty patisserie, Dimitris Zografos says he's avoiding the news. It's just too depressing. He wants to stay in the eurozone, but doesn't see how Greece can do so now. The only thing that I understand is that Greece and the eurozone cannot talk to each other, he says. We're right and they're right too. But each side lives in its own world. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.